This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. As issues relating to school budgets take center stage in Montpelier, some school board members are unhappy with the positions taken by the organization that is meant to represent them. Frustrated with the stance taken by the Vermont School Boards Association on issues like Act 46 and statewide health care for teachers, these members have taken the step of forming a new group. It's called the Alliance of Vermont School Board Members. Here to talk about it is one of the members, Jack Breyer, a longtime member of the Athens-Grafton School Board and the Bellows Falls Union High School Board. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
So, Jack, help us understand why you feel it's necessary to start a new group for school board members. What's the driving force?
Well, the driving force is that Vermont school boards, like school boards in every other state and union, need to have an unfiltered voice to advocate for their positions on the subjects such as you mentioned, things like school consolidation, health insurance. In all of these discussions, there has been a missing voice, which is the voice of over 1,000 school board members in the state of Vermont who probably have more domain expertise on issues of governance and educational policy than any other constituency in the state.
So why do you feel that the Vermont School Boards Association has not been that voice?
Well, you know, I'm puzzled by that myself, but I'll tell you that the problem is that for the Vermont School Board Association, and I really don't want to pick a fight with them because they're an excellent service organization. I've worked with several of their members, like them a lot. But the issue is that they don't represent school boards. In fact, Vermont school boards aren't even members anymore. The VSBA consolidated at the supervisory union level. My colleagues on the Athens and Grafton school boards can't refuse to pay dues. They can't threaten to withdraw. They don't even have a vote. They've effectively been thrown out. So in that case, who speaks for us? Who speaks for the majority of Vermont school town boards, school boards across the state?
And how many members have you been able to recruit in the last month or so?
Well, we've started out, I mean, we effectively announced 20 hours ago. So obviously, we're still in the process of building the alliance. But the alliance started out as an outgrowth of over 100 school board members who met in Westminster, Vermont last month, who expressed frustration that their voices weren't being heard on a variety of issues from school consolidation, Act 46, what we feel is rather unnecessary VHI controversy. And we realized that no one was speaking for us because no one was ever asking our opinions on the subjects. We saw the VSBA speak on our behalf, offer to negotiate on our behalf, but never ask us any questions about what we wanted done. And in fact, they've never asked us questions. I've been on school boards now for more than 15 years. I've never had the VSBA bring a single question to a school board for a vote about anything. So it's not that we're trying to be an alternative voice for Vermont school boards. We're trying to be a voice for Vermont school board members.
So, Jack, on something like Act 46, do you feel that your voice was not heard, or do you have a different opinion?
Well, I think that there are a variety of opinions on Act 46, but the fact of the matter is that we were never consulted. Let me tell you something. This goes back 10 years. Our local school board created a governance model well before Act 46, where we talked about how we might be able to invoke a bunch of administrative efficiencies that would save thousands of dollars for our local school. Talked about back office consolidation, talked about the coordination of services. And did you ever hear about that, Bob? Because you follow this stuff about as well as anybody.
Well, I can't remember hearing it.
Well, I don't think you did, because the VSBA never brings up subjects that have been developed by school boards, never champions their suggestions, and virtually everything that the VSBA brings up before the state are things that have been developed by their own executive team. We're effectively shut out of the process. And we can either be frustrated with that, we can either complain about it, or we can form an organization that has no other agenda but speaking for Vermont school boards.
Now, before starting this new organization, did you make some attempts to change things within the existing school boards association?
Several of our members served on the VSBA at one point or another. David Scholes is one of a number of examples. But I think the issue is that there is a structural problem. The VSBA is working with the Vermont Superintendents Association to have schools go to structures reflecting state priorities. Now, you can either do that or you can advocate for the school boards that you're trying to force into structures that the state wants. You can't do both simultaneously. So all we're saying is the VSBA is acting as a service bureau. They're acting as an agency of the state of Vermont, you know, the AOE. Bless their hearts, more power to them. In the meantime, school boards and school board members need representation. They need a voice at the table.
Jack, we got about a minute left. What's the next step for the development of your group?
Well, the Alliance of Vermont School Board Members, and I do urge people to go to avsbm.org and check us out. The Alliance will be holding a series of regional meetings over the summer to work with and ask questions of school board members across the state as we consolidate our organizational structure. We plan to bring before school boards resolutions to find out their opinions on the issues of the day, and hopefully we'll be able to represent those before the legislature in the next session and start to get Vermont school boards back on the agenda as a participant in state educational policy development.
Jack Breyer, interesting organization. Many thanks for joining us today and telling us about it.
My pleasure, Bob. Take care.